This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. For today's show, we'll be discussing something a little bit different than our typical farm news. Yesterday, John Michael Marty and I took a trip to Staunton to visit Henry's Rabbit Ranch. The ranch is owned by Rich Henry, but he doesn't breed or sell the rabbits. He simply gives them a good home. While we were there, I took some time to talk with Rich and found out how Henry's Rabbit Ranch got its start. Rich, it's really a neat setup here, my first time visiting. And I want to talk about the rabbits, of course, because that's, I think, your favorite part. So let's start with, how did you get started in this business? How did it all start?
Well, how I got started with the rabbits is when my daughter was 20 years old. She lived in a single-bedroom apartment about 20 miles south of here. And she got one for a pet. And that was supposed to be a female. Well, 2 weeks later, she goes back and gets a second one for companionship. That one was a female. So about 2 or 3 months later, mom and dad mature enough and babies start coming along. And as most people know, a mother rabbit can have a litter every 30 days. So we kept telling her to get the father fixed. She kept procrastinating. So finally, after the third litter, she finally got the father fixed. And she did what we wanted her to do in the very beginning. She gets a cat then. But by the time she got the father fixed, it was too late. The fourth litter came. So here you have this 20-year-old young single girl in a small bedroom apartment. And she's got 15, 16 bunny rabbits and a cat. She was freaking out. So one day I went down there and I said, Emily, I'm going to make something up at my place in Staunton, and I'm going to come down and confiscate your bunnies. She was ecstatic. She was happy. I solved her problem. And I said, well, we'll make the best of it somehow. And I already had Volkswagen rabbit cars. And I'd gone out to Arizona in October, and I knew when I got back from that trip I'd be getting the bunnies from her. And I'd seen this guy out in Arizona that did a kind of a silly, quirky setup on 66 at the snow cap. And I was very impressed. And I thought, on the airplane coming back, I want to do something different. So we had caught our place here, Henry's Old 66 Emporia. And I thought, on the back on the airplane, Henry's Rabbit Ranch was conceived. So when I got back, everything started a changeover. I got the rabbits, started getting my heads on straight, trying to figure out how do you take care of 16 rabbits and a cat. I had a cat of my own, but she was pretty self-sufficient. So I started learning. I got more and more into it. 13 years ago, I got up to a high number of 49 rabbits, and they were all fixed, spayed and neutered, being rescue animals. And I guess I could even say the first ones were rescue, since I rescued them from my daughter. And we still laugh about it today when I talk to her. Emily is now up in Alaska, so I can't help her out anymore. And but we have fun here. Everything worked out great. None of this was ever planned. When I had this building put up here, basically in the early 90s, it was just to store cars in. Well, then in 93, I went to Los Angeles on church business with some other members. I saw bits and pieces of 66 going out and back. And when I got back, I thought it'd be neat just to have for a hobby something on 66 since we're here. And when I bought this ground in 88, the historic 66 Renaissance hadn't started yet. I did not even know this was 66 here. And it just seems like a jigsaw puzzle. The pieces start falling into place, and I've never worked a day in my life because I've enjoyed everything I've ever done. Yeah.
Well, that's really a great story, and it is funny how life works out sometimes. So you mentioned you have rescue rabbits. Yeah. So where are you rescuing these rabbits from?
Okay. Of the 11 that I have now, 7 of them are from a shelter in St. Louis, which is the St. Louis chapter of the House Rabbit Society. And I'm a strong supporter of them especially. And the other 4 bunnies, 3 siblings and one by herself, they were rescued here in Staunton, where people just dump them. And it's sad. dogs, cats, rabbits. Rabbits especially, because they can't survive when they're dumped out in the public.
Well, that's really is a neat story, and it sounds like you're, you know, really doing something to help out the rabbits, and they've got a happy life now.
Yeah.
So I guess what can people expect to see if they come to Henry's Rabbit Ranch? We got to tell our listeners what's here.
I would have to say, maybe you can even reiterate on this or verify it, is something totally different, unusual, and quite on the quirky side. That's the way we wanted it. Something that, if you read about it, and just today, this morning already, we have people coming in. They're not traveling 66, but they have heard about Henry's Rabbit Ranch. They just want to see what it's about. And usually when they leave here, and Little Red, I just noticed, perked up a little, I don't think they're disappointed. I don't think they'll ever forget it either. So that's the two things that we wanted to accomplish, that they'd want to see it, and what they learned about it beforehand. And once they left here, they would keep it as a memory for the rest of their life. The biggest compliment is with a traveler sometimes. They'll come in, they'll say, "You probably don't remember me." And I'll say, "Yeah, I don't." And they say, "Well, we were here 4 years ago, 5, 8 years ago." And if they can pinpoint it, I can say, "Oh, well, Montana was still here then, a black bunny. Or Big Red." And they'll say, "Yeah, in fact, he autographed the postcard for us," which Little Red has picked up a little on. I think John has one, and we're going to have one for you before you leave. I forgot all about that. And I guess Little Red sitting here next to you is kind of building up his energy. He's not the energizer bunny by any means. He's just kind of a easygoing, laid back. He's kind of in his own little world, maybe on a different planet. But all I can say is we really have fun here, and I really do love being able to educate people, like you do with your farm show during the day, of people and about bunny rabbits. And also, from seeing how they treat each other, in the 17 years I've been involved with bunnies, they have, I feel, made me a better person. They really have. They got compassion. They have unconditional love. And one of my bunnies who's outside in the middle kennel right now, his name is Destiny. He's my snuggle bunny. Yeah. And at night, usually for an hour and a half or two in the bedroom, he'll come in and he'll lay on the bed. I don't know if he's watching TV or not, but he gets a lot of attention. And he gives a lot of attention. Before it's all over, before he decides to go off and do something else, he gives me goodbye licks or sloppy kisses. Yeah, but he only does it if nobody's around. He gets embarrassed. Yeah, but it's really been a lot of fun. You know, I thank the Lord every day for two things. Because some of the other things that we do here are license and title for the state of Illinois. I've been with the same company for 34 years as an insurance agent, and this Roots of D6 thing for 21 years. So every morning when I wake up, I thank the Lord, first of all, that I woke up. And the second thing is that he allows me to do what I do here in the way I can do it. You know, I've never seen anything quite like this myself, and I think it'd be neat if other people would hop on the bandwagon. You know, let your inner self show. Don't be inhibited. Do what makes you happy, as long as it doesn't hurt other people. Yeah.
Well, Rich, you've got some great things going on here, and I'm happy John Michael Marty and myself made the trip down, and we've got to finish the tour yet.
I know.
But we need to know how to get here, so maybe some instructions when people are coming off of 55.
Yeah, the easiest way to find this is exit 41 off of 55. Go out west on Staunton Road, about a mile, mile and a quarter, and when you go past the Crystal Ballroom on the left, the very next intersection, you turn left, that's Historic 66, the 1930 and 1940 route. You just follow that for a mile and a half, and you'll see a big yellow sign on the right. It says Henry's Rabbit Ranch, Route 66 Information Center. And feel free to hop in anytime. If we're not here, take photos.
Rich Henry of Henry's Rabbit Ranch on Route 66 in Staunton. And that's all we've got time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.